Car bombs struck several mostly Shiite areas of Baghdad. One blast hit a waiting area for minibuses. Another blew up in a mixed neighborhood in the western part of the city. North of Baghdad, at a checkpoint close to an Iraqi army headquarters, a suicide bomber blew himself up along with the oil truck he was driving. The explosion wounded a number of soldiers. Tuesday, insurgents killed more than 50 people, many of them Shiite Muslims, performing rituals for the Shiite holy day of Ashura. Meantime, the U.S. military said two soldiers and a Marine wounded in Tuesday's fighting in Al Anbar province have died. In Washington, a critic of President Bush's approach to Iraq, Speaker of the House of Representatives Nancy Pelosi, said she was disappointed by what she saw on a recent trip to Baghdad.
We went with the hope and expectation that what we would see in Iraq was some coordinated effort to have political solutions to relieve the civil strife and violence there, and diplomatic efforts to bring stability to the region. We saw no evidence of either, sadly.
Polls show public sentiment has turned against the war that has cost more than 3,000 American lives and taken nearly 4 years. Public sentiment will not be improved by a new audit of reconstruction projects in Iraq published today. It says reconstruction efforts have lost millions of dollars to waste, fraud, and abuse. Jim Randall, VOA News, Baghdad.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。